Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Now, as the flood recovery effort gets well underway in places around the Central West, there is a fundraising page that's been set up to help Molong flooding victims. And joining me online, it's Kate Strayhorn. Good morning to you, Kate.
Oh, good morning, Neil.
Tell me what's going on here with this fundraiser.
We're all moving together to try and help our businesses, our households, and importantly also restore our sporting and recreation assets that have been devastated from the flood and damaged. What's happening, to be honest, is the whole town's coming together. I think at times of adversity, it brings out the best, particularly in country communities. And there's a lot going behind the scenes. We've kind of probably got a three-pronged approach. We are trying to help our businesses get up and running. We've got to activate our street and we've got to support them. And this week, last week they came into just utter devastation and total loss. You know, the water just burst through their front shop windows and most of, their contents were just destroyed. And I think, look, there was an army of people that came to help Molong out and clean out their shop fronts. And then our shop owners have had the daunting task to kind of go where to from here, and what you're seeing is they're coming back and they're going to come back strong. They're needing help, but we're every day there's progress in the main street. An example yesterday was the supermarket, which is obviously core to any small country town, had done a wonderful job cleaning out all of the items that were it was carnage in there last Monday, but we needed an industrial cleaner yesterday. It's one of the last things we need to get the supermarket back up and running, and we put the call out. And what you're just seeing here in our region is local businesses helping local businesses. And what we had happen yesterday was McArdle's basically said not only can we come in, but they turned up at daybreak with a whole team and yesterday ripped through. Wow. So we're hopefully going to be open within a matter of days. So what you're seeing is our communities come together. You might live in Orange, you might live Spring Hill, wherever, but we're just fielding so many calls of support. I think the next thing we're going to need for the town is, we need a lot of commercial freezers and fridges and, electrical goods sent up here. And I'll probably reach out to some of our removals companies in Orange to see if any of them would come to the party and help us help out some of our small businesses. But to answer your question, what you're seeing is teamwork and that sense of community that is, look, it's been a really harrowing time, but there's so much positivity and energy coming back. So that's kind of businesses, households. We've got, as Yagara does, as Kidau does, as many of our neighbouring villages do, households that have just been decimated. The mud was up to their necks in their houses and, there's really not much to salvage there. So there's a GoFundMe page in Molong to help out residents, and then the RSL is doing a wonderful job collecting, gift vouchers that people are donating, and we've got a temporary supermarket up there where people can just come up. And that's thanks to Coles, Orange Woolworths and Ashcroft's IGA. And then the Baptist community here in Orange are Molong, have the Molong pantry, which people can access. So we've got to get people back on their feet for our houses. And then the GoFundMe page, which I'm talking about today, is to try and get our sporting and recreational infrastructure up and running.
The hockey field's got absolutely wiped out.
Decimated. And I think, as we all know, in country towns, sports like the lifeblood of country towns. It's what brings people into town on the weekend. People love to watch their kids play sport after a big week. It's such a big part of our DNA. And, particularly for country kids, we don't have oceans to swim in or beaches to go to. So you've got to get your town pool back up and running and your rec going so you can get sport going. So the GoFundMe page is really there to help us do that. We're hopeful of government grants. But we also appreciate that, resources are stretched. So as a town, I think, we're proudly trying to do what we can to try and get sport back on for our kids and families. And the GoFundMe page, you just go to GoFundMe and type in Let's Rebuild Molong, and then all of those funds will go towards that to help us, repair and restore, some of our key assets as well as equipment that's, been lost from many of the clubs.
Yeah, look, and you mentioned teamwork. Isn't it great to see, fiercely competing grocery organisations like Coles, Woolworths and Ashcroft's all coming together just for the betterment of the town of Molong? I think it's wonderful.
It is. It's as I said, there's been so much devastation here. It is going to take months, weeks, years to rebuild. But the community goodwill, it's actually energising. It's, you know, people are ringing up and they might, you know, they're saying, how can I help? Well, we've all got a skill. It's you know, we had the avid gardeners come out a couple of days ago and a lot of our houses that were destroyed, they just came in and just, you know, their front gardens, they just got all the debris out of there and did a wonderful job. So it doesn't matter what skill you have. You know, if you have a skill, we'll put it to use and connect it with someone that, you know, that needs that help.
Now, I know at Yagara, it's being coordinated from the showground. What is the story in Molong if people turn up with gloves on, ready to help?
Yeah, a good place is the RSL. Mary does a wonderful job up there. We call her our living saint in town. And she's the key person that can put you in contact with where to go and what to do. But the other thing that's just as powerful is hopping in the car, coming out and visiting our villages. Come out on the weekend, bring your kids, have a coffee, get lunch at the Telegraph Pub. The Freemasons, we're hoping to get beer back on from the 1st of December. But we've also got some wonderful shops in town too. Yep. I think there's a perception because of the flood we're closed, but we're actually, you know, we're open and we're keen to welcome visitors to town. And that's just something little people can do. But I tell you what, it makes a meaningful difference. So that's happening. The other things that are happening, Kidal have Twilight Markets on this Saturday, and that's from 4 to 11 o'clock. And Molong, we've got ours the following Friday. So two great events where you can come into, you know, these areas that have been affected and really support the local communities.
Makes good sense. Kate Strayhorn's with me from the Molong community. Thank you so much for your time this morning. If there's anything we can do here at Triple M, you know you need to ring.
Thanks, Neil. We sincerely appreciate it.